This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Burns, who is the director of Oscillate. Hello, Burns. Welcome. It's the first time we're speaking. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you very much for your time, Burns. Now, before we get on to the formal questions about the company and the plans, being this is the first time that we're speaking, could you perhaps provide a brief background on yourself? I believe you are very active in the marketplace and you've got a number of public directorships in London and Toronto. So just for a few minutes, could you sort of tell us a bit about Burns, who you are?
Sure. My introduction to the investment world was actually whilst university, where I actively analysed global equities markets, specifically focusing on undervalued asset classes. And I developed a structured trading and investment strategy through the use of derivatives and equities. From that, I founded an international investment company called Glenparney, which I created to act as a hybrid combining sort of venture capital and merchant banking principles. I've created a global network spread across the UK, Switzerland, Canada, specifically Vancouver and Toronto and Australia. I specialize in transaction origination, which includes evaluating distressed undervalued assets, restructuring and recapitalizing these opportunities, whether private or public, and raising capital. And to date, we've completed a number of private and public market transactions. I currently sit on 5 publicly quoted companies, all of which have been recapitalizations and restructures that I have led. As an example, I led a recapitalization of Forum Energy Metals Corp on the TSXV in 2019, when the price was a little over around 3 cents a share. And to date, we have raised a significant amount of capital and completed over $35 million in joint venture transactions with Rio Tinto and Orano, and the price at a high of this year of around 45 cents. The balance of my directorships are on the Aquis Growth Market Exchange in London, and the industries for which they are exposed include mining and exploration, life sciences, technology, and alternative healthcare.
Okay, so you said there you were on the board of 5 companies, 4 of them being on the Aquis Exchange. Now, just looking at the Aquis Exchange for a moment, it has historically been perhaps a challenging market for companies to raise capital and attract liquidity and ultimately bring transactions. So, I mean, are you confident that the Aquis Exchange is right for your companies, or do you plan to graduate to another exchange?
Yeah, and I think this is quite a key question for companies listed on the exchange. I mean, firstly, an integral part of running listed companies is the evaluation of all the components required to successfully create value, of which capital and liquidity will always be of major significance, to which I'm sure some would ask, well, why go to Aquis? I am a big supporter of Aquis and believe that the exchange is on the cusp of becoming a champion of entrepreneurial businesses looking to offer exposure to industries that offer tremendous growth potential. The exchange are working incredibly hard to engage the wider market and deliver that connectivity. And I'm really encouraged by the developments and believe Aquis to be a fantastic exchange to operate on. However, if I could just offer my insights as to why I am a believer in Aquis, I do a lot of business in Toronto and Vancouver. And when starting my, if you like, commercial journey on Aquis in around 2017, my network was entirely cognizant of the patience required, which I remain humbled and grateful for. But we saw Aquis as Canada's CSC, that's the Canadian Securities Exchange equivalent, which prior to the avalanche of capital that entered alternative healthcare, such as medical cannabis and medical psychedelics, was entirely reminiscent of ISDX, NEX. Brokers didn't want to bid, financings were near impossible, and there was little to no liquidity. Fast forward to today, and some of the biggest issuers operating in the alternative healthcare space are listed on the CSE and can raise truckloads of capital from the biggest institutions in the space. So, as example, Curaleaf Holdings, it's got about a $10.25 billion market cap. Its last financing was for $130 million, and that came from one single strategic investor. You've got Green Thumb Industries, an $8.7 billion market cap. Last financing was for around 217 million. Revive Therapeutics, market cap 126 million. Last financing, 23 million raised. So the companies that I just described are operating in medical cannabis and medical psychedelics. To take Curaleaf, the company with the largest market cap, around $10.25 billion. In sterling terms, today it has a market cap of around 5.7 billion sterling. It only went public via a reverse takeover transaction in 2018, and its market capitalization today is in excess of constituents of the FTSE 100, and is listed on an exchange that around 5 to 6 years ago was completely ignored, disliked, and had limited access to both liquidity and capital. These are new evolving asset classes that have clear addressable market size, scale, and demand. And the investment world want exposure and security when investing. So like the CSE, Aquis are and have been positioning themselves as an exchange that can strategically adapt to these new industries and provide secure domestic market access for investors, just as the CSE implemented. So for British and European investors that want direct market access, seamless settlement functions, and limited FX exposure, Aquis is in a position to disrupt the norm and provide protected and secure channels of investment into emerging industries like medical cannabis and medical psychedelics, for which I always believe that value will attract both capital and liquidity. Lastly, what I would like to continue to see is the exchange increasing its number of issuers via IPO, because this is a pure form of validating an exchange and its underlying value. The participation by investors and financiers will demonstrate the demand, the appetite, and the comfort with the exchange. And, you know, brokers, financiers, investors cannot dismiss an exchange that is consistently emitting new issuers, that are raising capital and developing their businesses. And I hope that lack of connectivity and Aquis are no longer synonymous in the near term. So we do need to get past this perception issue, and I must applaud all shareholders that can see the bigger picture with Aquis and are prepared to invest. It requires a huge amount of patience and resilience, but I believe that we are at an inflection point and one that could be incredible for companies listed on the exchange.
Now, Oscillate raised £3.5 million last April. This financing was led by Peterhouse and Chris Akers, and you've announced confirmation of a legal opinion to invest in medical psychedelics alongside a number of other commercial updates and investments. Can you perhaps summarise what Oscillate is looking to achieve with the capital raised?
Yes, we were delighted to have completed such a significant financing for the company. And I want to take this opportunity to thank both existing and new shareholders for their participation and support. I think also in particular, it's unique to see a register at such an early stage in the business, whereby around 41% of the issued share capital is associated with notifiable holders and directors of the company. I think that one of the most integral keys to unlocking value in this business is creating a clear distinction between guys like me that focus on the commercial, transactional, and capital markets element, and individuals with credible experience and proven success in the industry we are looking to invest and or transact, because this new evolving industry will demand governance and medical, scientific, and therapeutic pedigree. And we are heavily focusing on creating a complementary balance in how we are perceived as a company operating in this space, and not purely an investment vehicle that will speculate. Not my style. We want to generate optionality for our shareholders and build credible market capitalization through strategic transactions and investments that can generate unique exposure in a UK market that's essentially limited to no direct market access to alternative healthcare. I do, however, believe it to be prudent for us to continue our evaluation and review of companies with established and accredited teams and infrastructure that need expansion and growth capital to realise their underlying corporate objectives. And fortunately, our treasury and access to capital puts us in an incredibly strong position when sat at the table.
Now, Medical psychedelics is a well-followed industry. Could you perhaps give us some background as to why you wish to enter the space?
In two words, raw disruption. We have all seen the various figures in mainstream articles, analyst reports, and some incredible public market listings such as ATI Life Sciences, where estimations of the size of the global market run into the billions. And this is demonstrated by the capital demand for such opportunities, of which Oscillate is one. However, I want to answer and address this in a slightly different manner, because mental health treatments are beginning to be viewed as archaic and in many cases are not working. And I think a considerable component of why they are not is due to the subjective and independent nature of how you evaluate existing mental health conditions and how you prescribe a suitable formulation for a patient. The issue that arises is the source and distribution is largely governed by pharma. And like many businesses in this space, the production lines have to meet a mass market and generate profitability. One can assume that independent prognoses that can dramatically vary are unlikely to be resolved by products, drugs that can be distributed to the mass, given the complex nature of mental health conditions that exist today. And what R&D seems to be demonstrating is that psychoactive substances with the right co-therapy are aiding those suffering enormously, but with patients that have ranging independent mental health conditions, such as PTSD and the many depressive conditions that exist. So if psychoactive substances such as psilocybin, aided by therapy, can help those with wide-ranging mental health conditions and not just a singular condition, then the impact for those suffering presents huge positivity, greater rates of efficacy, and a huge market potential versus generic drug application for those suffering with varying and isolated mental health conditions. And I think what pharma cannot ignore is efficacy driven by themes akin to social capital.
Okay, now as well in June 2021, you led a refinancing and restructure of Aquis-listed Angelfish Investments PLC, now named Egrain PLC. And Oscillate owns around 25% of this company. And as you mentioned, you led this restructure. Why did Oscillate invest in this refinancing opportunity, and what benefits do you see moving forward?
Well, we're getting exposure to one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the medical and life sciences industry at a pre-money valuation of not even £250,000. Sir Professor Christopher Evans, he's created 11 successful academic spin-outs in companies worth over $2.4 billion and has raised $2.6 billion from disposals. The distress value of the issuer allowed us to create an incredibly unique transaction that provides us exposure to an individual and team that have created billions in shareholder value. And referring to my earlier point in discussing what we are looking to achieve, I discussed our determination to create a balance. And in completing this investment, we are further aligning ourselves as a company with credible industry players and minds for which their experience is invaluable as we look to develop Oscillate. So this, I believe, is an example of the optionality that we can create. We are the largest shareholder of Egrain, but we have the ability to align ourselves with titans of industry that can provide access to co-investment opportunities, joint ventures, resources, experience and knowledge that can aid us in de-risking opportunities in this evolving industry. So we have the underlying market value of our investment, but quite unique enterprise value in our alignment and association that provides the company both indirect and direct exposure.
Now, in July 21, you announced a conditional investment agreement with Sergartan Therapeutics. Can you tell us about what attracted you to that opportunity?
Well, before I go further on Sergartan, I would like to advise shareholders that the company have commissioned a number of research initiatives with Sergartan that will focus on who the principals are, their plans, and the market opportunity they are pursuing. Sergartan is an opportunity that I have known of and reviewed for around a year. I've actively followed their developments. I think that the strategy they have put together is fantastic. Sagarton have identified a considerable market opportunity for those suffering with OCD, a mental health condition that is misunderstood and poorly treated. And just briefly returning to why we believe medical psychedelics to be a compelling investment opportunity, there is at present no specific drug that can be administered for those suffering with OCD. And it is estimated that 2-3% of the global population suffer from OCD, so that's some 200 million people, of which 50% of those will be in the severe category, with a 10-time higher chance of taking their own life. The vision of Sagarton is to combine a molecule with psychoactive substances such as psilocybin and co-therapy to revolutionize treatments for mental health conditions, starting with OCD. The team behind this company are quite remarkable individuals with enormous experience and success. The DD activity continues, and I look forward to our research initiative starting so that our shareholders in the market can engage with the opportunity and virtually meet the team as we look to conclude the final stages of our review.
Now, I also understand, Burns, that the company is seeking to list on the OTCQB in New York. How is that process going, and why do you think that will be of value to the company moving forward?
Yeah, the application's progressing well. All the requisite legal paperwork has been filed with the exchange, and we're now undertaking the final aspects of the application with our sponsor counsel. In addition to having US and Canadian shareholders on our register as of now, this is an effective mechanism of not having to pursue dual listings whilst achieving the desired outcome, which is to expand our market audience, access one of the deepest and most liquid markets in the world, and offer our securities to participants in their respective domestic market without being put off by foreign settlement and FX functions. We want our stock to be widely accessible in key capital markets. This listing will also give us the ability to engage marketing and research activity in the US marketplace and provide us with an enhanced presence.
Now, recently as well, Burns, you purchased more shares in the company on market. Can you elaborate on why?
Yes, it is critically important to me to participate in the open market when permitted. As an example, when I joined Forum in 2019, when we were under significant market pressure, I invested a lot of capital and consistently bought shares on market for sustained periods to take out sellers. I am a director, but I am also a committed shareholder, and it's almost part of our collective duty to support price weakness when you feel your company is being unfairly valued by the market. And this has been further demonstrated by the support of shareholders in recent weeks, including a number of notifiable shareholders increasing their position. You know, I always say and have written down when investing capital that the immediate satisfaction of investing in financial markets is economic, tangible return. But the creation of wealth is the knowledge that your analysis, your conviction, and your identification of value has been substantiated. That could be therefore hopefully repeated. And I am working with the board and our advisors to repeat.
Burns, the director of Oscillate, thank you very much for your time coming on and telling us a bit about the company and what you're setting out to achieve and in the medical psychedelic space. And I hope to catch up again with you further down the line.
Pleasure. Thanks, Mark, and look forward to coming back on soon.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.